The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Somebody had gone out and gathered 80 samples from all 80 Sinclair TV stations, and they basically were sent a letter from corporate office saying, every one of you newscasters has to do this as some form of an editorial at the end of tonight's newscast. This is, and then the tagline was, Trump is a threat to our democracy, you see. That's the danger of national versus local. One only need read little political histories like Thomas Frank's most unsympathetic, What's the Matter with Kansas, to find one example after another across the country. Local school boards, city council, county supervisor, and state legislature seats were increasingly decided by the candidates positioned on what? Roe versus Wade and homosexual rights. It's ridiculous. Now, can I throw in one thing that I just happen to know the statistic on? When men were drafted and sent to go fight the Second World War, in 1941 and 42 and 43 and thereabouts, in the United States, there were 115,000 school boards, elections, school board positions. There were like 45,000 school boards, local school board authorities, 45,000. Last time I saw the number, that's down to less than 10,000 now. What's happened? Same thing that's happened everywhere else. Consolidation. Consolidation to group think. By the way, one of the talks at the Catholic Identity Conference this weekend that I thought was most profound, or one of the points that I heard that was most profound, two speakers made it. John Rau made it on Friday night about Rod Dreher's Benedict option, and Chris Ferrara made it on Saturday morning when he talked about the delusional canonization of Paul VI, which is still being cheered by lukewarm ninnies out there. How many of you knew that Saul Alinsky had proponents and fans and devotees that were priests, bishops, cardinals, and yes, even the Pope himself. And Ferrara was just delivering quote after quote after quote. So if you wonder, like, well, how in the world did Catholics ever fall for this? Because they became Alinskyites. They were influenced by the same horrific evil influences that influenced Barack Obama, William Ayers, and the rest of the Democrat underground socialist nutbags of the 60s. They became Alinskyites. In other words, they learned how to manipulate people away from the truth. That's the important thing to know. Minister Church, what is an Alinskyite? Someone that manipulates you into believing, number one, into rejecting reality, And number two, into replacing that reality you just rejected with a fake one of your own or his own making. That's what an Alinskyite does. So what Telly Davidson's conclusion is this, I think that this is as good a conclusion and advice as you're going to get prior to tomorrow's election. Listen to this. Of course, the nationalization of elections could not be complete without the ongoing marginalization of local news coverage and, especially after the 2008 financial meltdown, the loss of local newspapers themselves. Journalist Michael Kinsley once said that the internet effectively made all local papers with any real footprint into national ones. People in Hawaii read stories from the Miami Herald. People in Boston watch the Arizona Senate races on their smartphones and so on. But the local content has shrunk because no one is hiring local reporters. Now, how many times have I brought this up to you when we talk about the future of talk radio in America? There isn't one. There is no future. If we don't recruit young men and women into vocations here.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth from radio sized speakers.